This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Some good economic news this morning. U.S. retail sales rose 1% in June. Consumers spent more across a wide range of goods, while inflation reached a new four-decade high. Wholesale inflation was over 11% last month. President Biden in the Middle East says he wants to still negotiate a nuclear deal with terror-sponsoring Iran.
I continue to believe that diplomacy is the best way to achieve this outcome.
Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid on the same stage was blunter.
Diplomacy will not stop them. The only thing that will stop Iran is knowing that if they continue to develop their nuclear program, the free world will use force.
President Trump announced the death of his ex-wife, Ivana. She died in her New York City home and may have fallen down the stairs. USA Radio News.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma-glutamyl-cysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentrations. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net.
Although pleading guilty in a Russian court, proceedings continue. Brittany Griner had an Arizona doctor's prescription to use marijuana for medical purposes, and why, she explained, hashish oil was found in her carry-on luggage. Gas continues to be expensive.
Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rise of gas prices. Senior advisor to President Joe Biden, Gene Sperling, explains on Fox News the effort President Biden is taking to keep gas prices lower.
The president is still doing the Strategic Petroleum Reserve release of a million a day. He's encouraging 60 million more from our peers. He is pushing refineries to open up more refinery capacity. He is pushing major gas companies to make sure that when oil prices are down, that is reflected in the pump.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
SpaceX launches a Dragon capsule from Kennedy Space Center, Florida on Thursday. It has cargo for the International Space Station. USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hong Kong stock market fell 2% as tech stocks declined, and Asian markets were mixed as China's gross domestic product missed expectations. China's GDP grew 0.4% in the second quarter, as compared with 4.8% in the first quarter. The political bias from the Department of Justice regarding harassment of Supreme Court justices and Merrick Garland's unwillingness to enforce the law led to an attempted assassination of one of the conservative justices. Republican Representative Jim Jordan on Newsmax says this blind eye by Merrick Garland is an impeachable offense.
The main thing is we gotta take our message to the American people, not get overconfident, but campaign in a confident way, win back the majority. If the country gives us the majority in the House, I think everything should be on the table. When it comes to the Attorney General, just go back to this issue. You have a statute on the book that says if protesters are at Supreme Court justices' homes trying to impact and influence a decision, that is against the law. 18 U.S.C. Section 1507, and he refuses to prosecute any of these protesters. Yep. Confirming something that I think is very scary, we now have one of the key agencies in the executive branch joining in the effort to intimidate a separate and equal branch of government, the judicial branch.
As the media continues their attacks on President Trump, it's business as usual for President Trump. His decision about another presidential bid Trump said, will happen between Labor Day and the midterm elections. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
A mentor program director from my L.A. radio days would remind the on-air talent that our job every time we opened the microphone was to elicit a positive emotional response, something that would encourage or uplift our audience in a way that would cause him or her to be thankful for being there at that moment in time. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. Now, radio is an emotional medium, and this idea caught on and grew the station's popularity to unprecedented audience numbers. This idea impacted me so that I started applying it to other areas of my life with my family and business encounters. It was almost immediate and changed my perspective. Imagine what would happen if we approached all our encounters with the objective of eliciting a positive emotional response, especially today when contention is getting more attention than it deserves. I found this concept to have universal appeal and application. Try it and see for yourself.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing, America? Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. And we've got John Fleetwood from American Faith. Hey, John, how you doing?
Hey, Bill. Doing great. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Always great to, you know, catch up with you and all things that are happening around our world. And you're on top of all this stuff. I mean, you know, checking different headlines, staying on top of such stories as, you know, what's going on in New York. Of course, yesterday we got the sad news of the passing of Ivana Trump, 73 years old. I mean, you know, for some of us, that's still very young.
Mm. Yeah, it's sad. Ex-wife Donald Trump, she was a businesswoman, unfortunately died at 73. New York Times was just saying, I think it was this morning, she helped build, you know, his real estate empire. And she's just, it's just very, very sad, very sudden.
Right.
And I know that they pushed back. Trump's been having some legal battles in New York himself, and the judge even pushed that back. Because of her passing.
Well, and the thing is, give her credit, and Donald Trump gives her credit for three great kids. I mean, you know, she pretty much single-handedly raised those kids, and our hearts are with them and with their family over, you know, the loss of their mother, and, you know, quite a figure and quite an immigrant success story. I mean, you think about where she came from, and only in America could Ivana Trump been able to accomplish and exercise her giftings and talents in the manner in which she did. And it's quite the legacy, and I think quite the success story, you know, for all Americans to relate to.
Yeah, and just an interesting angle here, in my opinion, is, I mean, they give not to make this about Donald Trump, mm-hmm. but you kind of can't help it. A lot of the people on the left give Donald Trump a hard time. They call him, you know, a racist and a xenophobe. You remember all the Hillary Clinton, you know, stump speeches, but you've got, Ivana, who came from Czechoslovakia. You've got, Melania Trump also, who's not originally from the U.S. She's a U.S. Mm-hmm. citizen now, of course, but she immigrated. And it puts a hole right in this idea that Trump's some sort of xenophobe and he's afraid of people from other countries. As it turns out, real life just doesn't square away with how the left wants to angle Donald Trump.
Well, it goes back to what we talked about last year. If you remember, you know, in fact, I wrote the commentary that American Faith had carried, said, who told you to hate Donald Trump?
You know, yeah. And it's been the mainstream media. Over 90% of what they reported Donald Trump was all negative. And, of course, this continues. And, you know, of course, we watched the January 6th hearings and all this maligning language and rhetoric that's thrown out there. Adam Schiff, the same cast of characters that are bound to determine somehow they're going to lock Donald Trump up because he's done something so nefarious. And, you know, after all the exercise that we went over because of this faux dossier that Hillary Clinton put out there, and now the truth is being realized, and the fact of the matter is that you know, the Democrats are classic at projection. The very thing they accuse people are the very thing they themselves are doing. I mean, there's more evidence right now in the corruption and the involvement of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and the Biden family with activity that has been nefarious and corrupt. There's more evidence there just off of a little piece of Hunter Biden's laptop. Not everything, not even including his cell phone and all the crazy pictures and everything like that. And yet, you know, here we are. We've got special prosecutors. We've got two impeachment now, in a sense, almost a third impeachment trial of Donald Trump. And yet nothing in regard to Joe Biden.
Well, here's what I'm always thinking about as a journalist. And as you said in your opening there, I'm looking at heads. Because I love doing it. I'm kind of weird like that. I love politics, and I get to look at hundreds of headlines every day for AmericanFaith.com. And the question that I want to ask, kind of like an investigator, is like you mentioned, all the media gives you this one opinion of Donald Trump. The whole media gives you one opinion, one side of the story with the Hunter Biden laptop, which you just ignore it. And I just want to ask the question. Like, why is it that all of the media, all of them, all of the mainstream media presents one story? You'd think, okay, you've got Associated Press, you've got Reuters, you've got Axios, you've got Fox, you've got CNN, you've got MSNBC, you've got CBS, MSN, Yahoo, Time, New York. You go down the list of all these outlets. There's so many outlets. Mm-hmm. How is it that all of them give the same exact story? None of them give different angles. They're all,
Exactly, but you know why? I mean, you and I've talked about it. Follow the money. Follow the money.
Yes.
You know, Vanguard, Blackstreet, you know, BlackRock, I mean, State Street. They're all, it's the big cabal. You know, the World Economic Forum. They're pulling the strings. They are in control, and they've all been elite captured. You know, so whether it's the communist Chinese or these other corporate entities that are bound and determined for this one world government that rings with consistency out of the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab and the Fourth Industrial Revolution, you know, it's got to be lockstep there. If it's not, then, hey, you're out of the club. And if you're out of the club, then, you know, that means you don't have a job. So what are they going to do? You know, they're going to comply and they're going to comport to those string pullers that have control of them. So the objectivity and a free and fair press is in our rearview mirror. That doesn't exist anymore, John. That's the bottom line.
Well, it's like, what else are we supposed to think? That you look across all those news media organizations, the Wall Street Journal, Economist, Financial Times, Fortune, Forbes, you look at all of them, and they all paint the same story. What's the other option beside all of them being connected and there being a conflict of interest, like you said, them all being owned by the same financial asset managers, which they are? Fox News is even owned by News Corp owned by BlackRock, and then you got the other side, CNN, ultimately owned by AT&T, who's owned by BlackRock as well, and all of them are owned by the same company. So we understand that. But what's the other theory there, that they all just coincidentally are painting the same picture? Like, I know people who
there's no coincidence. That's what people need to wake up and smell the coffee on. This is all happening by design. Joe Biden is by design. Everything that they're doing is by design. There's no accident about this. I mean, you can say, oh, well, maybe he lacks some mental acuity and you give him some forgiveness and grace and that sort of. No. No. This is, you know, we've had 2 years of experience, and let's remember 50 years, you know, we're talking about Joe Biden, 50 years of Joe Biden, and now the all the updated reveals of Hunter Biden and the family. I mean, here it is. You've got a contrast. You got the Trump family, you got the kids of the Trump family, and then you got Joe Biden and the Biden family. I mean,
unreal, unreal.
I mean, there's just not enough therapy, and there's not enough psychiatrists to handle this, you know. And meanwhile, he is our president, and this is what we have to deal with. And what's hanging in the balance are all the freedoms that everybody fought for and died for.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Hey, we're back with you.
you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We're talking with John Fleetwood from American Faith. And just before the, you know, before we came back, John and I were talking about the confrontation that Senator Hawley, Josh Hawley, had with the, you know, the professor, and the stuff that she had to say. It was bizarre, and I kept thinking. And John, I kept thinking, well, wait a minute, you know, afterwards is that there needed to be a response. I think that the senator was shocked and taken aback by the very casual and emphatic response, a defiant response, I would say, by this professor. And I, you know, and the thought came to mind is that, in other words, what you're telling me defies the laws of nature and nature's God, right?
Right, absolutely.
Because she needed, I believe that she and others who buy into that doctrine need to be confronted with the reality of Almighty God. Because what they clearly have decided to do is turn their backs on God, and now they're professing their own religion, their own theology, are they not?
Of course. And their own, I mean, it's hard to say this, but it's their own theory of truth where they can bend things, because it's such a rudimentary thing, a fundamental thing that Josh Hawley was asking. He said something like, you've referred to, you know, women with the capacity for pregnancy. And he says, and Hawley goes to this professor, like, wouldn't that be a woman? Like, isn't that just a woman? Why not just say woman? Mm-hmm. Which is basic, and everybody knows that. And anybody trying to tell you you can't call that a woman is gaslighting you and just wants to harm you. And this is somebody probably with something either wrong with their mind or they've been brainwashed. We need to stop accepting this kind of dialogue as being normal, because it's not. This is very rudimentary. A woman is somebody who gets pregnant. And the wild thing was, if that's not wild enough, that this professor said that Hawley was being transphobic.
It's exactly,
it's transphobic for saying that women are the only sex who can get pregnant. It's so rudimentary, Bill. What's going on here is this is a small example of postmodernism, where
exactly,
we can make up whatever terms we want, we can make up whatever truth we want. It's my truth. It's not like there's an overarching truth. And the basic fact is that holding to a theory of truth like that, that it's subjective, and you can just say whatever you want to say and that makes it true, is itself referentially incoherent. Because as soon as you say there is no absolute truth, somebody can ask you, and we've said this before, Bill, is that true?
Yes, exactly.
So everybody believes, everybody is asserting a truth. The idea is to figure out which one corresponds with reality. That's the true theory of truth. They call it the correspondence theory of truth in philosophy. And that just means that whatever statement you say or sentence you read or something you hear, any kind of statement, is true insofar as it corresponds with reality. And everybody gets that. If I say John Fleetwood is speaking with Bill Martinez right now, that's true because it corresponds with reality.
Yeah.
If I were to say John Fleetwood is not speaking with Bill Martinez right now, that would not be true because it doesn't correspond with reality. It's that simple. It's that easy. But what's being taught right now is this complete garbling of truth. And it's strange. It's really strange.
And the bizarre thing was this UC Berkeley law professor, Kiara Bridges, she suggested that the line of questioning from the senator was going to open trans people up to violence. I think for people of faith, it would open them up, you know, to be subjected to prayer. Because, again, what she had to say does not comport with nature's laws and the laws of God. She is in conflict with God himself, Almighty God, the one who created this popcorn stand. Okay? So it's not for me, you know, I am comporting with the universal laws and the structure, the infrastructure that God Almighty himself put in place, not some UC Berkeley law professor.
Truth is discovered. It's not made up. You can't just make up truth. It's something that you discover. Here's how the nature of reality is, and that's what the truth is. The problem with her saying what she said is it can be flipped back around to her. It's like name calling. It's like you can call me a name. Well, I can call you a name. Well, who's right there? Well, you can both just call each other names. So when she says, you know, Senator Hawley, your idea that only women can get pregnant is going to lead to violence against my side. Well, you can just flip that around. You can say to her, Miss Professor, your ideology that women are not the only ones who can get pregnant is going to cause violence against my side.
In fact, there's more evidence to that than hers.
Precisely. Look at BLM.
Right. Exactly. Look at Jane's Revenge. You know, you don't agree. Oh, we don't agree on the same philosophy. So now that gives me the right to burn things down. You don't agree with my passion about climate change. So I can block the freeways. I can, you know, go puncture your tires, make it inconvenient for you. Right.
Right. Exactly. And they're all about destruction. Destroy truth. Destroy life. Really what it is, and you and I know this because we read scripture, they're just trying to invert everything God does. God in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, right? Genesis 1:1, right there in the beginning. He created the stars and the land and the sky and the animals and the vegetation and then man ultimately, right? So God just created God. They want to do, it's like the upside down cross.
Of course.
That's all they want to do.
We're back.
Everything God does. Mm-hmm.
Well, we're to Isaiah 5, that which is evil, good, good, evil. I mean, it's an upside down world. We got about 3 minutes left here, John. I did want to address, what scientists are saying, you know, and the Democrats are praising this report, is that we've got a plandemic, around the corner, whether we call it monkeypox, some other iteration of COVID, coincidental with the midterm. It just seems to go hand in hand. You know, the Democratic Party, they're just so powerful that they can, you know, bring on these pandemics in order to, maybe do something with the electoral process one more time.
Yeah, and that's the way it looks to one of my medical heroes. His name is Dr. Richard Bartlett. He's a former appointee to the then Texas Governor Rick Perry's Health Disparities Task Force. Dr. Bartlett has saved countless lives with a corticosteroid called budesonide. It's one of those taboo drugs like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine.
Right.
And this stuff gets into the lungs and it takes down the inflammation, takes down the cytokine storm, and he saved countless lives. If you go on AmericanFaith.com and type in Bartlett, BARTLETT, then you can find all these stories where he saved these lives with this medication. Well, he's calling what's going on with monkeypox, he's calling it a pandemic. We have him quoted at AmericanFaith.com calling it as much, and he says so because, you know, and he's a friend of mine, and he'll send me these links like Mayo Clinic is expected to perform 10,000 monkeypox tests per week.
Oh.
10,000 per week they're readying to test for when the U.S. has only had only 866 cases nationwide. Think about that. We've only got 866 cases. They're planning for 10,000 per week. And now Quest Diagnostics came out a couple days, said they're prepping for 30,000 monkeypox tests per week. And there are three other medical agencies that are prepping for monkeypox. Why are they doing this if we have under 1,000 cases nationwide? It's almost like they know something and they're planning something that we're not aware of.
Right, exactly. And the other thing that you're reporting on is the CDC data showing vaccines are not curbing COVID deaths or hospitalizations. Here you got Dr. Fauci last week, got a double occurrence of COVID in the same week.
Yeah, Los Angeles is 81% vaccinated, and yet hospitalizations and deaths from COVID are going up there. Vaccines don't work.
That's the bottom line. Unbelievable. Well, check it out, AmericanFaith.com. John Fleetwood has been our guest. He's the managing editor for said magazine. And donate, all right? Go to the donate button and support AmericanFaith.com. Thank you, John Fleetwood.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Or for really hard-to-kill bugs, try our new beetle and box elder bug killer. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Look for Maggie's Farm at Walmart, Menards, or at maggiesfarmproducts.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Some good economic news this morning. U.S. retail sales rose 1% in June. Consumers spent more across a wide range of goods, while inflation reached a new four-decade high. Wholesale inflation was over 11% last month. President Biden in the Middle East says he wants to still negotiate a nuclear deal with terror-sponsoring Iran.
I continue to believe that diplomacy is the best way to achieve this outcome.
Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid on the same stage was blunter.
Diplomacy will not stop them. The only thing that will stop Iran is knowing that if they continue to develop their nuclear program, the free world will use force.
President Trump announced the death of his ex-wife, Ivana. She died in her New York City home and may have fallen down the stairs. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Back 20 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com is where you want to go. When you go there, you're going to see this incredible archive. And it is an incredible archive. Like no other show that I'm aware of that makes available absolutely free all these interviews. Download them, share them, take them on as a podcast at your convenience. Absolutely our contribution to you that you would be blessed and that you would be all the more knowledgeable about the topics that we're bringing before you. The topics that you're talking about, topics that you want to know about. This isn't about 8-second sound bites. It isn't even about 3 minutes, as you can tell. We're able to spend a good amount of time to address these important issues that you need to be aware of. Bruce Hoskonek is back with us. He's the attorney with Focus on the Family, who serves as the Focus's judicial analyst. Hey, Bruce, good to have you back with us. How are you?
Hey, thanks, Bill. Good to be back with you. I'm doing well.
Hey, especially to talk about, boy, I'll tell you, we've got some great victories for religious freedom that came out of this last session from the Supreme Court, right?
Oh, man, we sure did. We had Coach Kennedy. We had the Christian flag case from Boston. We had the tuition assistance program from Maine. These were all big wins for religious freedom and something we can really credit to this new conservative majority on the high court.
And also, in part, you know, what happened with the decision of Roe, which the media and others want to malign. And, Bruce, you know better than I do, but I saw this as more liberating in, you know, the Supreme Court actually in rectifying something that had been improperly manufactured 49 years ago and was very costly as a result. I mean, to the tune of at least 63 million, this is an estimate, 63 million babies, and we're not even talking about, you know, the mail order abortion pills that are sent across state lines that analysts say contribute to another 40% of abortions, that to me is just so risky and dangerous for women who are taking these pills in the privacy of their own home and, you know, having to endure, you know, the pain and suffering of inducing an abortion in their own home. I mean, this sounds something so medically important and significant that you would do it in your apartment or in your home as opposed to a medical facility just seems highly irresponsible.
Yeah, amen to all of that. You know, Roe versus Wade was a unconstitutional from the very beginning. I mean, it was Justice Blackmun going up to the Mayo Clinic where he used to represent them and once upon a time and searching through all of their medical books. He came up with a policy that turned into Roe versus Wade. And as Justice Alito pointed out in Dobbs, the whole Roe decision read like some type of policy that some legislature put together. It had nothing to do with the Constitution, no legal reasoning involved. And it's finally nice to see that return to the ash heap of history where it belongs. And now the democratic process can kick in, and we can win those battles for life at the state level. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Well, and it's unfortunate that the justices as a unified voice and others, you know, are not fighting back against this narrative by activists that are claiming something that's absolutely not true regarding this decision. I mean, this decision rectified an ill-informed decision that we've been living with for 49 years. And it was important that it would be returned to the states. And what really made this happen, and they're ignoring, I mean, because the thing that concerns me, Bruce, is the way they pull this and the questions they ask and how they present it. But clearly, a majority of Americans do not want abortion on demand in the manner to which the Democratic Party, Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, are promoting.
You're absolutely right. The polling on Roe versus Wade over the years has been very revealing because the left, which does all the polling, asks the question incorrectly. They say, you know, how do you support Roe versus Wade being overturned? And since most people don't understand that Roe versus Wade leads to abortion for all 9 months up to the moment of birth, they think it has something to do with the right to get an abortion. They say, yeah, we support Roe versus Wade. But then if you drill down and you ask them, well, under what circumstances should abortions be restricted, you find out that only 10% of Americans think it should be wide open 9 months all the way till birth. So it has been controlled. The messaging has been controlled by the left for so many years that it's going to be interesting to see what democracy causes to happen in the next few months and years.
I think the good news out of all this, Bruce, is that truth is winning. I mean, truth is winning out. I mean, 49 years of experience, the women who have dealt with abortion, have experienced it, have a true story to tell that has gained momentum over the years. That's what has brought us to this moment. This and the grace of God and prayers answered. You know, but for religious freedom, which is the topic that we are focusing in on, babies would continue to be murdered, you know, unrepresented and murdered in their mother's wombs. And, you know, and we've been saying, you and I all along, when is enough enough? You know, is 65 million, 70 million? I mean, what's the number we need to get to?
Yeah.
But by the grace of God, here it is. And today we're dealing with it, all in the name of religious freedom. And what needs to be underscored here is America is not America. The West is not the West without religious freedom, is it?
You're absolutely right. You know, without religious freedom, there would be no freedom of speech in this country. Without freedom of speech, there wouldn't be the clash of ideas and the chance for one side to sway the other and pass legislation that ought to be passed. And as John Adams said, our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It's the virtue of people is what makes this country work. We can't be governed by just laws. We have to be governed by our own inner sense of respect for a higher power, and that's God. We know who that is. So it works together in America to create a system where there's a concept called ordered liberty, which means you just don't have the freedom to do everything you want. You have the freedom to do what you should responsibly be doing.
Exactly. And you cannot give up that ground. If you do, you have instances like what happened in the Senate the other day with this UC Berkeley law professor. We were talking about it earlier, and what she accused the senator of being transphobic because, you know, he just asked her a question about, you know, who's eligible, you know, to get pregnant. And that somehow was an offense, you know, by bringing up, you know, a religious idea, an idea that comports with the laws of nature and nature's God. And she is in conflict with that. And of course, she wanted to cancel what the senator had to say or what anybody else could possibly think about by even suggesting that somehow, because he asked the question, that it was opening up trans people, you know, for violence.
You know, that was just pure gender ideology on display there by a professor who makes $1 million a year at Berkeley.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing to watch that ideology trotted out and presented as absolute truth. It's amazing to watch in the halls of the Senate. But I think, well, Senator Hawley came out of that much the better of the two arguments.
Well, the American people that you talked about, a moral people that believes in the Constitution, for those of us who hold to the future and vision that God has for each of us, we're the ones that need to come out victorious for the truth and for religious freedom, because what she had to share was defiant to Almighty God. And what God had said is true and right and righteous. That's where she's in conflict, Bruce Hoskinett. We got to leave it there. As always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for coming with us. He's with Focus on the Family, a legal analyst, Bruce Hoskinett.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process. Professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597.
800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. It is time for Movie Guide with Evie Bear Carroll. It's all about Hollywood and entertainment from a biblical worldview with the host of Movie Guide TV. Evie, how are we doing?
Doing well.
Hey, first of all, before we talk about some movies to review, I want to thank you and your dad for telling me about Rise. What a great movie. That's just a terrific movie. For me, I love basketball anyway. And when I first was taken to it, I didn't quite realize what it was all about and, you know, the storyline. But then I realized, I go, oh, my gosh, yes, of course. You know, it was based on the real-life story of this family that produced the first trio of brothers to become NBA champions in the history of the league. What a great story and a great movie, by the way.
Isn't it wonderful to have these type of movies that are just inspirational, true stories, and kind of lift people up and make you feel good, and so show like a very positive outcome? I just love these type of movies.
Yeah, I'm with you on it. So thank you to you and your dad for telling me about it. And I wanted to remind our audience that this is one to catch. Okay, reviewing this week, Chicken Hair and the Hamster of Darkness. I almost sound like Joe Biden there. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to, you know, put on my Joe Biden soft-spoken, you know, drama voice. But anyway, yes, go ahead.
It's a very silly movie, right? I mean, listen to that title. But it's on Netflix, and it's a family movie, and so we're always trying to encourage Netflix to make more family movies that are wholesome movies. So if you still have Netflix, this is an option. It talks about an adventurous rabbit named Peter looking for a treasure, but finds an orphan baby who's a chicken. And they love each other, and they've grown together as a family. And so there's some, you know, cute things about it. There's some silly things about it, of course. But it's just nice to know that there's kind of a wholesome content out there for the family to watch on Netflix.
And of course, you also have to have the antagonist, right? So enter the hamster.
Yes.
The hamster of disaster. All right, go ahead.
So they're trying. trying to find a treasure, and they've obviously have these obstacles that come up. It's an action. It's got action to it. It's got adventure to it.
Yeah.
And so there's some very fun things about it.
Well, we want to know, how did the kids like it? Do we got two thumbs up from the kids? That's important.
Yeah, we got two thumbs up from the kids. And, you know, I tend to say, oh, I don't want to see an animated film, and then I'll start watching it, and I tend to enjoy them, right? Because you don't have, you know, most of the time, right? Now they're kind of starting these new political things in movies for children. You know, a lot of the time you just have something wholesome, and you don't have to worry about cursing, and you don't have to worry about that kind of stuff. But, of course, now we're living in a new age where they have to, you know, put an agenda to everything, so...
Yeah. Well, note to the movie producers, adults are having a hard enough time dealing with the politics, and we're fed up with it. So leave our kids alone, okay, please? I mean, let's just entertain them, and we'll continue to invest our money into your productions as long as you honor our family and honor our kids, right?
Right. I mean, we have talked about this a lot, but, you know, the proof is in it that people didn't want to see that kind of stuff. And so Lightyear did not do well. It's so underperformed, very, very underperformed for Disney, and they were confused why, but you know, we know why, and people don't want the politics and the agendas in the movies. They want to be lifted up, just like the Rise movie. You want to be inspired, you want to feel good, you want to hear wonderful stories of you know, conquering or doing well, you know, and achieving and loving your family and all those kind of things. And so it's very clear that you know, movies with those type of agendas do not do well at the box office.
Doesn't that amaze you when people say they're confused? I mean, it's like, this is common sense. I mean, that is empirical. If you produce a certain type of movie for families, they respond to it. You know, talk about, you know, you build it, they'll come. You know, you deconstruct and you come up with your own idea. Well, then you do that at the risk of all the investors' money. And, you know, so it's amazing to me how simple it is, but yet how they want to tell you how complex it is, which is all a ploy to escape the obvious, right?
Right. And the truth of the matter is Toy Story was one of the leading, you know, franchises for Disney. So, it's, you know, people already loved the movie, but they found out what was in it, this new movie, and said, you know, it's not worth it, right? It's just not worth it to go.
They just ran in the opposite direction, you know, so, and you can't blame them, especially with the cost of living, inflation, and everything being what it is. I mean, look at, people are especially careful about where they put their money, and especially if you want to try and indoctrinate your kids. You want to entertain? Hey, look at, welcome into our household. You want to indoctrinate? Nah, we'd rather not. We're already having enough problems with our educational system. We don't need another element of our culture to indoctrinate our kids. Another brilliant surprise here that you review is Hollywood Star Girl. This really is a good series here.
Yeah, this is cute. This is we've given it a positive review. There's a lot of positives to it. But it's probably a little older because the girl and the main character in the movie is a teenager. So, you know, we would say maybe middle schoolers and up would be more interested, or 10 years old and up. It follows a girl whose family's in the entertainment business, but she's a singer and she wants to get her break as a singer. And it kind of talks about their, you know, this is the second one in this movie series that they've done on Disney. And the first one we gave a positive review to. And so it's nice to know that there's, you know, kind of a wholesome option on Disney Plus.
Right. And the star herself, I mean, she's just really relatable, isn't she? And I mean, you know, and she's had an incredible, you might say, accelerated career of her own outside of the big screen.
Right. So she's been very successful in singing. She's got a very wholesome look to her, and she kind of tends towards that way. And so it's nice to see that. That's a good, you know, a good influence for younger audiences to see that kind of innocence in someone.
Yeah, and the storyline is it as well, not complex, very relatable, you know, without having to get into things that you got to cover your kids' eyes over, or, you know, keep them away from it, right? Because you don't have any violence. There's no sex, no nudity. I mean, those things that some of these producers, movie producers, will go, well, that's not a lot of fun. Why do we want to, you know, spend millions of dollars on a movie that doesn't have any violence, sex, or nudity, right?
Right. But it is nice to know that's an option, because that's what, you know, audiences tend towards. That's what they want. They want less, you know, violence, sex, and nudity in every movie. So it's good to know. But there's not.
Well, you also review Lee Strobel's new documentary, The Case for Heaven, and that's going to be streaming exclusively on PureFlix, right?
Yes, so this is a great thing because, you know, Lee Strobel is a great theologian, and so they now have this documentary, The Case for Heaven, and it explores kind of the evidence of the afterlife, which is a hard concept, right? And it's a great thing to think about and think of the theology of it. And so they've made this documentary, and I think it's, you know, very interesting. We've given it a positive review, and so it's nice that this is an option out there, because it's always good to have resources for apologetics, so we can defend the faith, and also for, you know, people questioning, right, to have these theologians to help us along and think about these subjects and to have real theology.
And the thing is, when you consider Lee Strobel's background as a journalist, his journalistic inquiry is what started him down the road to discover God. He went into it eyes wide open as an atheist, and the facts were so compelling that he had to make a decision, didn't he?
Exactly. And so he's got a very interesting story, and he really looked at both sides of it. So The Case for Christ is an amazing book. You know, it's great for every new Christian or Christian for many years or anything, or young person. And so his books are very, very good because they kind of explore those elements. And so, and they even made an amazing movie called The Case for Christ, you know, on The Case for Christ.
Exactly. Right.
Remember the movie a couple of years ago. And so I encourage people to watch that too.
Right. And as you mentioned in this documentary, they break down the evidence for an afterlife and addresses man's greatest fear, which is death. And, you know, it's something that people don't want to talk about. And it was interesting, another friend of mine there in Southern California, you know, he discovered as he was talking to people that, people will talk about death, but they don't want to, they don't want to say, hey, how you doing? You got death? but it's amazing how, as you enter into the conversation, Ray Comfort is who I'm talking about, and Ray is a genius, and how he can approach some of these topics. And particularly when he talks to people about death, how he's able to open up the conversation. And before you know it, I mean, people are, they're really sincere about it, even though it's kind of, you know, not necessarily a topic that you want to open up with, you know?
Exactly. I mean, this is the root of every person thinks about this, right? Everyone thinks about it. Everyone's lost someone they love or when they come to it, they think about it. And it's great to have this theology, right? It's great to have these people that are theologians that are helping us along with the big questions of life, because every single person has these questions of what the afterlife is.
We've got to leave it there for now. Evie Bear Carroll has been with us. It's all about Hollywood entertainment from a biblical worldview. She is the host of Movie Guide TV. Thank you, Evie. Take care.
Thanks for having me.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My by Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi.